This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So pleased to have you along on this afternoon here. A little bit snowy out there. Very pleased to have with us live in studio for the first time in a few years, OPP Constable Joe Tereshuk. Joe, welcome back to Lake 88.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob. This is great. It's so much better than sitting and staring at you over Zoom, back in an actual radio studio again.
I've been told that I'm much more appealing in three dimensions other than two, but yeah, exactly. And we're it's my other Zoom joke, right? Like, and we're finding out we both still have legs, which is great, you know? It's fantastic. The only drawback is I have to wear pants. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're so pleased. This is something we try to do at least once a month. Sometimes you're busy and we have to put it aside, but we're glad that you're back. We love to talk about what is going on in the community with Lanark County, Ontario Provincial Police. Let's start with, just basically a general update. I guess one of the things that you folks are keeping top of mind right now is that it's March break.
Yep, for sure. March break. So with March break comes kids everywhere, and they're out of school. They might be out in the roads, maybe in the parks and stuff. So just be aware that there's going to be sort of increased traffic of young people that aren't in school, that would normally be in school during the week. So just something to keep in mind, especially on days like this where weather's a little sloppy, you might have to give yourself a bit more time or realize that, yeah, there's maybe a bit of stopping distance required with the slick roads. It's not too bad, but it's just sort of wet. But yeah, just everybody just keep in mind that there's more kids out there than usual for the next week or so.
Exactly. And it's more so than the winter break, right? Like the Christmas break, because for the most part, kids tend to, I don't want to say stay inside there, but there's more parents who have time off as well and so on. And it's a little bit more low key. At this point, everyone's sort of itching to get out and to do something because the winter's been pretty long.
Yeah. March break, though, like we're even starting to see it. The temperatures creeping up above freezing a bit, more likely the kids are going to be out, more likely that there's going to be stuff. You're already starting to see bikes and scooters and anything. Yeah. As soon as you can possibly get that type of stuff out on the road, kids are going to do it. So just be aware and keep your eyes open and be aware of the possibility that there may be kids ripping around on bikes if we keep getting decent weather and the snow stops eventually.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're hoping for. And tomorrow's Wednesday and parents are getting sick of having their kids inside. So they'll be sending them outside to venture out and see what's around. Also, this is Fraud Prevention Month, if I'm not mistaken. And Lanark County is really no exception to the rule. There are always calls that we're seeing from the OPP where there have been frauds reported, and you get a couple more than others.
Yeah, no, there seems to be a trend lately, especially around Lanark County, and not just Lanark County, but other places too, where we're seeing an increase in the emergency scams, or sometimes they may be referred to as the grandparent scam, where you'll get calls, or the victim or the target will get called at home, and it will be either somebody pretending to be a loved one or a family member that's in trouble, that's either in a hospital or in jail or in custody or something. And the calls will always come in. They're often at weird hours, sometimes in the middle of the night, and that's by design to wake people up so they're not thinking straight. And it will, the pitch or the hook of the fraud may be slightly different, but it's usually somebody's in trouble, somebody's hurt, somebody's in trouble, somebody's in jail, and they need money to get out. And the wording may be different, but that's essentially what it is. And the message that we want to get across to everybody in the public is that if you get one of these phone calls, the police never call anybody and say you have to spend or you have to pay money to us to get somebody out of jail. The only time you're ever asked to provide money in a court setting is if you're acting as somebody's surety, and that is going to be done live at a courthouse. Like, you're never going to be called and asked to do that. So there's a couple of tips that are simple, just to keep in mind that if you do get a call like this, the great thing about phone frauds is you always have the ability to hang up. Mm-hmm. If somebody's calling you and claiming to be a relative or claiming to be a family member or a friend, hang up and call that person yourself.
Yeah.
Because there's all sorts of ways where they can get your contacts, they can get names off your social media, they can legitimately provide you a name that you recognize, and just hang up on the person. If they're the minute they start asking for money, hang up and then use your own contact information for that person to call them yourself. Same thing with the police. If somebody calls claiming to be from the Lanark County OPP or the Ottawa police or whatever it may be, hang up on the person and call the actual police service yourself. And they will tell you, no, that's not legitimate.
And you're so right, because it's the same message that you're delivering right now, that you do not call asking for money. You do not call asking for gift cards. You do not call asking for personal information. Same thing that we hear from Revenue Canada. Same thing that we hear from banks and so on. Why is it that that message just isn't getting through to some people?
I don't know if it's just a message. And again, like the scam artists or the fraud artists that are doing this, like they are good at what they do. Like this is essentially their job, and they're very practiced. They're very slick about it, and they prey on people who are maybe not as technologically savvy or don't understand the implications of getting into stuff like, oh, go and buy gift cards or cryptocurrency or whatever the case may be. And they sound convincing, and especially with the high pressure. And that's usually what these emergency scams will go with. It has to be done now. We need an answer. You have to do this. You have to do this. They don't want people to take the time to think that this doesn't seem right. There's something odd about this. So they want immediate action all the time. And that is a huge red flag. Anytime that there's pressure to provide financial information, or anytime you get pressured to pay or give money of any kind, red flag. Mm-hmm. Hang up on the person. Ask for callback numbers. Say, like, look, this isn't a good time. I have to check with some stuff. Give me your name and number, and I will call you back. If it's a legitimate business, they will give you a name and number to call them back. Most of the time, they'll be like, nope, this has to be done now. This has to be done now. And then as soon as you get that kind of pushback where they don't want to provide anything, click, hang up.
No, a very good point, too. And the thing is, a lot of people think, well, this is taking place. There's a call center in India and blah, blah, blah. And that could be the case. But there's also, we've seen the OPP news releases from across the province. There have been so many local people, well, local to Ontario, say, who have been captured. And of course, there was that case that was made famous in Smiths Falls not too long ago, where someone actually went to the door of the intended target, probably someone who was coming through the area and targeting people as part of a team moving through the area. So it's not like it's a matter of this is happening only from outside of our borders. It's happening here by people here.
Yeah, the actual organizers or the fraud rings that are carrying out these scams, they may be based in other countries, they may be based in places like Montreal or Toronto or wherever, but they will sometimes have people that are more local that will know the area. And that's something that we've also said to people a lot, where they'll get the threat of, well, if you don't do this, we're going to send somebody to your house. Once again, the only thing you can do at that point is you have to hang up and you have to let the police know.
Yeah.
Take names, take phone numbers, whatever they do provide you. If you're concerned that these people say that, oh, they're going to come to my house, or if they want you to go somewhere, like if they want you to go to a bank, if they want you to go certain places, then the minute they ask you to start going and changing locations, hang up and contact the police. It's better to call and let us know something's happened before you are victimized and suffer financial loss. Just because they didn't get any money out of you, we still want to know about it, because that's how places like the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, who are our partners in the fraud prevention messages, they keep a database of all the different frauds and the different scams. When they change tactics, when they create new scripts and new scams that maybe you've never heard of, the new ones will tend to fool people because they're not well known. They haven't heard, oh, I've heard about the emergency scam, or I've heard about, like, people stopped falling for the Nigerian prince scam because it was just so well known that everybody knew that it was a scam when they heard it. So they change, and the essential sales pitch is the same. The type of scam is the same, but they change the script on it. So you never know. That's why we always want to hear from you. Even if you haven't actually lost anything, we can at least share that information with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, and it'll help messages like this, where it'll prevent it from happening in the future.
And I've even heard of, in certain cases, like where, especially with the gift card scams and the taxes, you owe taxes, you need to pay it back in iTunes. what? But anyway, you know, I've heard of those in those cases where they've been given a number. You have to call it back with all of these codes from the iTunes thing. At that point, people have called police and the police have taken over. You know, I mean, you're obviously not going to ask the public to do any of these things. So you say, leave this with us. And then they take over. No. And that has resulted. I think that's how they busted a major ring in India a few years ago, was the police took over and wound up, you know, I hate to say scamming the scammers, but, you know, the tracking was all taking place because of that. So even if it's something that's in progress, getting a hold of the police, that's such an important step. Yeah. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? If you're wrong and it's not a scam, then you've just protected yourself.
Exactly. And if you are getting contacted by an agency or by a business saying that you owe money and it's not a scam, then they understand that, like these like credit card companies, like they will understand, yeah, there's a lot of fraud out there. If you're not getting back right away, or if you're asking for phone numbers and you're asking for contacts and you want to make contact on your own terms instead of over emails, if it's legit, nobody will have a problem with that. Do what's comfortable for you. Don't hesitate. And again, contact us. We can do some of our own checking. If it is legitimate, we will find out. Or we also get if there's phone calls, if there's fundraising done over the phone, we will get heads up as well from different agencies saying, yeah, we're going to be calling this area because they might be calling in as a fraud, just to let the police know this is legitimate what we're doing. And if you get that call and you're not sure, give us a call. You never know. We might have already been given a heads up about it and we can put your mind at ease.
Unfortunately, we're going to be talking about scams for years to come, but there'll be different scams because, as you said, they're smart and they change all the time.
It's always changing. If there's a way for money to be made, fraud artists will find a way to capitalize on it.
Yeah, and that's sad, but true. It certainly is. Let's talk about a good thing to end things off here, though, Joe. There's a special food drive that's coming up Saturday, March 25th. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so March 25th, which is Saturday from about 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock, the Lanark OPP is hosting a Stuff a Cruiser food drive for Easter. It's in benefit of the Table Food Bank and the Carlton Place Food Bank. So it'll be occurring on that day at both independent grocers in Perth and in Carlton Place. We'll have cruisers there. We'll have some of our auxiliary volunteers will be there as well. The grocery stores are all prepared for us to be there. And just if you're needing groceries that day, head in, you'll see the cruiser and whatever you can spare or whatever you can add for the local food banks. We'll be happy to stuff it into our cruiser and then we'll bring it all over to them later in the afternoon and hopefully stock up their shelves for the coming Easter vacation and Easter break.
You know what you can fit a lot of in a cruiser? Cash.
Yeah.
They appreciate the cash donations. Yeah. They certainly do. But it's the time of year, you know, big events like Build a Mountain of Food and so on. And they're starting to wane. Those shelves, they need to be filled again. Yeah. And of course, every year we think about this around holidays. And of course, the big first one being Easter. So it's very timely.
Yep. No, it's everybody's like it's all front and center in the media with the food prices and the hearings and everything that were going on Parliament Hill. So food is definitely an issue, and paying for groceries is difficult for everybody now, but it's even more difficult for some. And the food banks are really getting a lot of demand, and to meet that demand, they need full shelves. So that's what we're going to try and help them out as much as possible, particularly before a big holiday like Easter.
So March 25th, you're going to be at Independent in Carlton Place and Independent in Perth. So if you go grocery shopping at any point during the day and you see a police cruiser with its lights flashing in front, don't worry.
No, they mean to be there. Just whatever you have, whatever you can spare, whatever you want to donate, just give it to the officers, our auxiliary volunteers that'll be there, and they will be happy to load the cruiser up, and it'll be every little bit helps. So it's great that you have a chance here to get the message out. And there will also be reminders probably the day before. We'll put some stuff out on social media and maybe even here on Lake 88 again.
Absolutely.
Just to remind everybody that, yep, tomorrow is the food drive at the Carlton Place and Perth area Independence.
Excellent. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We will do our part to get that word out there. It's so very important. Joe Tereshak, thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Anytime, Bob.
It's
appreciate
great,
it.
Great to see you in person again.
Yes, great to be back in person in the actual studio. It feels so official.
Yes, it does. We were just pretending before. OPP Constable Joe Tereshak is our guest today here on In Focus. He tries to join us at least once a month, letting us know what is going on with Lanark County OPP. Again, Joe, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website.